First, before I start, thank you for watching. Yeah, perfect. So you can hear me now. Thank you for watching. First, before I start, thank you very much for your questions, for all that wrote to me and asking questions about their health, about their symptoms, and I will share my knowledge here. And I want to just say a disclaimer, of course, this is not to diagnose or heal any disease here. So this is just for information purpose only. So because I don't know your history, I don't know your lifestyle, your the medications you're taking and anything about you. So this is just, I will share my experience and my knowledge here and just take it as information. Okay, thank you very much. So let's get started. Let's go first to the first question. It was from Kim San. He asked me, he said, "Dear Elizabeth, I have been struggling to overcome Hashimoto autoimmune thyroiditis. I learned that leaky gut is the root cause, and so I'm focusing to restore my gut. Thanks for your advice." Yeah, so Hashimoto is very common. And many of my clients, they already have, and they're taking hormones, hormonal replacement therapy, thyroxine, because they were prescribed by their doctor. And this is my favorite subject because I used to have the same issue. So first, let's focus on how our thyroid works. And if you have Hashimoto, it definitely the root cause is having a leaky gut. So you're on the right place. I will explain how this happens just in a second. First, let's see how our thyroid works. Our thyroid is controlling our metabolism. So our cells actually is producing hormones T3 and T4, who is regulating our cells when to take and how much to take nutrients and oxygen, so to produce energy. So thyroid is responsible for the heat production. So people who have cold hands and who don't have a good metabolism, so have slow, sluggish metabolism, they may have this kind of issue like Hashimoto. Hashimoto, which is a low function of the thyroid. So how does this work? This works by our pituitary gland sending thyroid stimulating hormone, which is like telling to the thyroid to produce T3 and T4, which are good for our metabolism and for all functions of the body. But what happens? If the thyroid is functioning normally, it will produce normally. But if there is damage, something is not working properly, it will produce less T3 and T4, and then the pituitary gland is screaming more, like TSH is rising, thyroid stimulating hormone. The results on your blood will be going up and up because the thyroid cannot produce that much T3 and T4, and the TSH is rising slowly increasing. Why? Because the thyroid is damaged. So why the thyroid is damaged? When we have an inflammation in the body, the antibodies are produced, and these antibodies, it's for the thyroid, are two types: are TPO and anti-globulin thyroid antibodies. Thyroglobulin antibodies, and these antibodies are damaging the cells. When you test on your blood test for the antibodies, there is a range, right? For example, from 0 to 60. And now you will say, why we have antibodies at all, you know? Because every cell in our body regenerates. So every tissue regenerates. So we have new body every 7 years. The slowest return are the bones. They regenerate much slower rate. The fastest are in our gut cells. They say 2-3 days. So every cell regenerates. So antibodies are doing like cleaning process. So they are cleaning the damaged and old cells to make room for the new cells to grow. And depending on the surroundings of the raw material, of course, if the surroundings is healthy, which is around in the near the thyroid, the fluids and blood and everything, if it's healthy, a healthy cell will be produced, new healthy cell. But if it's full with toxins, with bacteria, viruses, undigested food proteins, which is causing inflammation, then will the bad, not as good, not good cell will be produced. So it may be like old cell or damaged cell again. And again, we have more antibodies, which will have to clean these bad cells, and the antibodies are increased until and what when you go to doctor, what he said, you need to replace to add this hormone like T4 thyroxine, what they will give you normally. So will this solve the problem, taking this hormone? No, you need to ask why my thyroid is not working properly. So why these antibodies are created, which is constantly damaging my thyroid? This takes years. It's not just overnight. So it takes years until you are outside the range of the limits of the TSH, of the T3, T4, and the antibodies are outside the limit. And then we have a destroyed thyroid. So we don't want the thyroid to be destroyed. We want the thyroid to be rebuilt in a healthy, with a new healthy cells, right? So what may be causing this? As I said, it may be our lifestyle, genetic predisposition. Yeah, I used to think that this is genetic predisposition because my mother used to have it. So it's normal, I should have it. And the doctors many times have prescribed this hormonal therapy, and I didn't take the medications because I knew, you know, I was always asking why I didn't have it before, you know. So something I must be doing to myself that this is not working properly. So I need to fix by myself this. And of course, we need the clean diet. We need to clean to avoid gluten, dairy. So the researchers saw that the proteins of the gluten are similar to the cells of the thyroid. So when the antibodies are produced to fight gluten, which is leaking through our leaky gut, it's a bigger molecule and our body cannot digest it. If we have a leaky gut, it's leaking through our gut, and this is called molecular mimicry. So it look like thyroid cells. So when the antibodies are produced against gluten, it's actually attacking our thyroid. The antibodies are connection. It have two hands. So one hand is attaching to the thyroid, and another cell hand is bringing the police, the force, the fighters to fight. So they're connecting, you know, the two sides. So when we have inflammation, we have antibodies to this tissue. And what you need to do, we need first to eliminate this inflammatory food, which is gluten, dairy, you know, soy, whatever. And we need to heal the leaky gut. Of course, we don't want anything to leak through the leaky gut and create inflammation inside our body. So this is very important. And let me see if I covered everything. So these two types of antibodies, TPO, thyroid peroxide, so which are creating the oxidation of the in the are binding the iodine with the tyrosine protein molecule, I mean amino acid molecule, and another one, antibodies are anti-thyroid globulin antibodies. And this is the pathway which is create, it's a carrier, it's organification, which is connecting two iodine in one molecule. So these antibodies are cutting these pathways, you know. Before I was thinking I need more iodine, you know, because I thought because tyridine is more iodine to function properly. So I was focused on eating more iodine-rich food. And I was searching for where is most iodine. It's in kelp, the seaweed. I was taking kelp constantly, but it didn't help, you know, because the TSH was slowly rising. So my thyroid was, it took years, maybe like 20 years. So it was not overnight. So it takes time to this disease to develop until you find the root cause. And the root cause is the inflammatory food and leaky gut. These two things we must solve. And Kinsan, you are on the right place. So you are in the right direction. So you now know that the leaky gut is causing this inflammation, which is attacking, creating antibodies and attacking our thyroid. So this is the thing that we need to solve. Yeah, and yeah, what are the symptoms? As I said, is cold intolerance. So we feel like our hands, our feet are cold. And because thyroid helps our body to warm up. Then the problem with the ovarian cycle. So usually these people have irregular cycles. Weight gain, because the metabolism is slower. The thyroid is not producing enough thyroid hormones, which are controlling the metabolism of every cell. So having menstrual bleeding, slow heart rate, iodine deficiency, as I said, and it may result, if it's not treated in time, it may result in goiter, in swelling of the thyroid. And then the solution, I don't know, it have to be maybe surgery or radioactive iodine to destroy the thyroid or to kill the thyroid, so it will not cause any bigger issues, bigger problem. And swollen joints. So these are the symptoms if you have Hashimoto's or hypothyroidism. So again, we go back to leaky gut and inflammation. And on the other side is hyperthyroidism. When it's the same, the thyroid is damaged and it's producing too much hormones, and the people are losing weight with this kind of thyroid problem, and they have increased heart rate, they are feeling more warm, hot, more hungry, they're losing weight, and they have difficulty sleeping. So this is another antibody which is destroying another pathway in the thyroid or during when it's functioning. So it's called thyroid stimulating immunoglobulins. Okay, and from this type of disease, from hyperthyroidism, you can develop Graves' disease. It's called like that. Okay, so I hope I explained this question very well, because many of the people here are taking thyroid medications, and they have been told that they have to take it a lifetime until the end of, and it's nothing, and it's not a big deal, you know. You just take this supplement, this hormone, it's adding to your body more hormones, and it's not causing any damage or any issue, of course, but it's not solving the problem. Right, okay. If gut cells regenerate every few days, why does it take months to heal a leaky gut? Yes, because leaky gut, it's because constantly we're eating something that is damaging us. We cannot let's say fast for 3 days or 4 days and it will be regenerated. Yeah, they say it's 3 to 4 days, but I think it takes longer time. The scientist says it regenerates the fastest, but in my experience, it takes longer time. So maybe until the person finds exactly what is good for him and for her. So it takes time to adjust the diet, to implement the good foods and good supplements for the person. And Average, I can say it can be from maybe a few months until maybe 2 years. It took me 2 years for me, trial and error, okay? Because now I know exactly what to do, the path, the roadmap, what to follow. So my clients are experiencing improvement in the symptoms very, very fast, like in 2 weeks, you know? So it depends. So everybody's different. And also depends of how long did you have this issue. So how long, let's say for the thyroid, how long you have been damaging the thyroid, like maybe it took 20 years or maybe just 5 years. So if it's longer time, if you had been sick for longer time, you will need longer time to heal. This is just like an example. Okay, let me first finish these questions and then I will go to the comments because we'll never end. Okay, so next question was from Somaya. She said, hello, I would like to know more about your program. I have joint pain and food sensitivity after my second delivery 2 years before. Thanks in advance. Yeah, I will post a link to read more about the program. And you are right, because joint pain is caused by having a leaky gut. And you have seen that you have food sensitivities, which means you're sensitive to the food, to the protein, which are not digested and that are leaking through the leaky gut and going, causing inflammation. In your case, in your joints. So this means that antibodies are produced, which are our immune system is reacting, and which is trying to protect us, of course, because these proteins or these food particles or viruses or toxins, chemicals, bacteria, or exhaust from these bacteria and viruses from if we have overgrowth, they usually close the receptors of our bones, of our tissues, so the nutrients cannot go in. Okay. And then the antibodies are created to fight this toxin, to fight this chemical or protein or food, whatever it is, who have gone through the leaky gut, which shouldn't be in the blood, shouldn't be inside our body, because our intestines are it's like a pipe connected from outside to world to the inside world, and everything must be properly digested before it goes in. So only the nutrients, only this which is essential for our cells, should go into our blood and our body. But if we have leaky gut, it slips inside some things that shouldn't be there and creating inflammation. So it depends where is your weak link. Maybe genetic link is in your joints, maybe in your family, or maybe you're consuming this food which is targeting these cells in particularly. And I may say for joints, you may focus on the nightshade family, which are potato, tomato, and the blue tomato. And the peppers, these capsicums also. You may try to avoid this and see how you feel. And of course, in the same time, you have to heal the leaky gut. I'll post the link of the program and you can see what is inside, how we follow the step-by-step process. And the first one is elimination, of course. Because many people have asked me, okay, I have leaky gut, what is the remedy for that? So people think that if they take something, they add some supplement or add something, it will be healed. So now there are certain steps we must follow. I mean, of course, when I was young, I was doing the same. I believe everybody was doing the same, you know, just taking a bunch of supplements. We heard this is good, okay, we take, but we don't think on why we develop this disease. So what I am doing to my body that is causing inflammation. So we need to stop the inflammation first and then supplement and take something which the word it says it's a supplement to a healthy diet. It's not a healing, it's not a remedy. or maybe like a tablet or pill, some pill. Yeah, it may calm the symptoms, but temporarily, it's not solving the problem. You may feel better, so you think everything is fine, you're healed, but you're not. So the root cause must be found and eliminate and stop the inflammation in the beginning. Okay. Because all these medications, they are blocking some pathway, they are blocking some enzyme. So the pain will not come. So the inflammation would not. But what is causing the inflammation is the main thing that we need to solve. Not to block our immunity to respond. Our immunity, it's trying to protect us. That's what it's for here, right? So we need our immunity. We don't want to stop it, right? Okay. So that was the second question. Let's go to the third question. Could you touch on burning mouth and if it's something that can be healed? I have burning mouth for 2 years and pepsin test that showed high pepsin counts in my saliva. My B12 and iron were low. Will healing the gut help burning with the burning mouth? From Jeanette. Yeah. So burning mouth can be from the gut. Of course, pepsin, they found pepsin in the saliva. Pepsin and HCl are produced in our stomach. And they should be there. Shouldn't be in the saliva, of course, shouldn't be in the mouth. Because they're really important in digesting the proteins in our stomach. So we need them, right? But what happens in I think she was taking PPIs, so proton pump antacids. And the antacids, when you take antacids, it inhibits the absorption of B12 and iron. That's why they are low, of course. And what can happen? Why we have GERD or acid reflux or burning mouth or the acid is coming in your mouth or throat is burning and we're clearing throat. This may be from a few reasons. Can be allergy to certain food, of course. Maybe consuming some food flavorings, colorings of the food, dyes, fragrances, some dental work substances. And the GERD, the gastroesophageal reflux disease, it's when the gastric acid is coming into our mouth, and why is this coming? So we need to ask why is this coming, not what is the remedy, how we can stop. So we need to find the root cause of why this is happening. Usually, so it's not that we need antacids to stop the acid. We need the acid to be there because it's protecting us from the bacteria, from the bad viruses, from toxins, from everything. It's the first defense, it's killing everything. It doesn't let it continue afterwards. So if we stop this barrier, then we make further disbalance in our intestines, in small intestines and in the colon. So we need this acid. So what may happen? Why after we eat, when the stomach acid is produced, there is like muscle in the end of the esophagus which should close. And the acid should not come up. But what happens if we take, maybe if we drink during our meals, we drink water and water is more alkaline, right? So it's diluting the acidity in the stomach. And the food stays longer in the stomach and it starts to ferment and it starts to expand. And it's opening the door of the esophagus and bringing our food and acidity inside our mouth. So I always recommend not to drink water, not to drink anything during and after the meal. So let the acidity finish. So, and you will feel how the food will digest much quicker and it will go by quicker. You'll be hungry again. So when you drink any liquid, try to drink before the meal. So I always hydrate before my meal, before my breakfast or in between meals, when on an empty stomach. Okay. Plus, another thing I want to emphasize is stress. So when we are under stress, our digestion shuts down. So nothing is produced enough, so the food cannot be digested. And cortisol is directly creating leaky gut. So stress is very important. So always, I also have, I'm teaching also the de-stress techniques in my program. So we need to eat in a rest and digest mode. Okay, so we need to be calm and rested to digest the food. Okay, yeah, so I can give some tips if you have burning mouth, if you have acid reflux or some throat irritations. And this can be also histamine intolerance or from some food which is high in histamine, because these are the mast cells here and they are reacting. We have mast cells everywhere, okay. And they are our first defense. In the mucosal lining, of course, in the saliva, in the lungs, in the intestines, they are there, and they are reacting. They are releasing histamine, of course, in spite of other chemicals, and it's reacting to some food maybe, or some drink. Yeah, I just recently have a client. He was telling me that he's coughing all the time, and I need to investigate what he's drinking, what he's eating, what he's doing. At the end, we realized that he was drinking coffee with the creamer, you know. Coffee itself, it's a high histamine because the grains are stored in the warehouse where they grow mold, mycotoxins, and they are very irritant to the throat, okay. Plus the creamer, which is only chemicals, and it's dairy, and I don't know if it's dairy inside or not, any milk, so any cream, it's highly, highly toxic to our body. So no diary. We'll see how he goes after a few weeks. So coffee no, milk no. That's out of the subject. Unless you buy mold-free coffee. But coffee is anyway stimulating the cortisol, is rising the cortisol, which is creating leaky gut. Okay. So we don't want that. But once in a while should be okay. If we are healthy, of course. Okay, so I can say some tips for a sore throat, for burning throat. You can drink sage tea. Sage tea is very, very, it's antibacterial, antimicrobial, and you can gargle sage tea. It's killing all the bacteria, anything that is there. Honey is softening. It's like calming. So put little honey, but to be pure honey, not with sugar added. Okay. And as I said, don't drink water, anything during meal, and de-stress before and after the meal. So just relax and allow the food to digest properly. Let's see the other questions. I'm 55 years old and going through menopause. Yeah, welcome to the club. I'm already in menopause. I'm 50. I went early, so I know the feeling, and I know the road. Having intense hot flashes at least every hour, that's too much every hour. Needless to say, my sleep is fragmented and I'm exhausted. I took HRT for about a year and a half with not much relief, so I stopped them about 3 months ago. I do not have any diagnosis, but at my age, suspect that I would benefit from a cleanse and or detox and potentially treat the parasites. So definitely she knows which way to go, of course. This is the right way to go, to focus on. And I think I need a clean state to help with my fatigue, exhaustion, brain fog, sleeplessness, etc. I'm on average weight and don't really exercise, although I'm constantly moving with my work, cleaning my house, landscaping, etc. I also know the importance of diet and know that contributes to overall health. Yeah, that's very important. So this is very important to know. We must focus firstly on diet. I need relief from the hot flashes and overall fatigue, exhaustion, losing some hair, muscle atrophy, dry skin, etc. This is normal symptoms going to menopause when our hormones are going less and less. I'm not sure where to begin. Suggestions for starting point and next steps from Julie. Oh, this is a very difficult subject. I'm not a hormonal expert, but I know about these things because I used to suffer the same. I had terrible hot flashes. The thing is, when we go to menopause, our ovaries, of course, they slowly stop producing the estrogen and progesterone. And what happens? Our adrenal glands has to take over, and they start producing the necessary estrogen and progesterone. Yes, of course. But if we have been having stressful life, or we have chronic stress, or some trauma in our life, our adrenal glands from producing stressed hormone cortisol. So if I know I had a lot of stress, and they are on the top of the kidney, so they should be as a size of a bean, beans, kidney beans, you know. But from constantly being triggered to produce stressful hormones, they shrink. They become like peas, maybe so smaller as a pea, and they cannot. When we go to menopause, they cannot pick up the function from the ovaries. They cannot start producing the estrogen and progesterone, and then we have a crash, right? So we have very sharp change into menopause, and these hot flashes every hour, this is terrible, right? So what you can do instantly, of course, you need to change the diet and start eating clean, and if you need help, you can just reach out to me. You can start doing the changes, and the first thing that you need to do, I recommend that because I'm also doing that. You started taking HRT, which is standard hormonal replacement therapy, but this that is prescribed by the doctor, these hormones, as I have researched, are made from urine from pregnant horses. So we are not horses, and we cannot. These are not natural to our body, you know? And they say that maximum length these toxins you can take for 10 years. But we are lucky that nowadays we have bioidentical hormones, which are produced in a compounding pharmacy, and they are, I think, produced from plants. And they are the same as our natural hormones, estrogen and progesterone. And they're like maybe creams or something. This is the thing that you can do immediately to relieve your hot flashes, to relieve your symptoms. And the next step is to clean your diet, of course, because some women, they have easy transfer to menopause, but maybe those women have calm life without stress. They are living, they're not maybe working, not working shifts like some of us do. And you know, if your life has been calm and regular, and you're doing and happy life, you know, without stress, with healthy eating, not much toxins, they transit much easier to this state. But I don't know nowadays if somebody has not is not stressed, is not surrounded by toxins. We are all surrounded by toxins from everywhere, and our body is constantly fighting something, constantly under stress and inflammation inside. So the first thing you to do, as I said, try to find somebody near you to find bioidentical hormones and to get the instant relief. And the next step will be to clean your diet. And one more tip I can give you, it's you can use food as foods that we know are producing helping our body produce these hormones, estrogen and progesterone. So these are pumpkin seeds and flax seeds. Are more for estrogen forming foods, seeds, and sesame and sunflower are progesterone forming. So usually if you cycle them, you can if you're still getting a cycle from now and then, you can take them the first half of the month, pumpkin seeds and flax seeds, and the second half you can take sesame and sunflower. Okay. So this is just one tip of what kind of seeds and food you can take. And there are also another adaptogens. They are called adaptogens, like ashwagandha, maca. They are adapting our body to stress. So if we still live a stressful life, they can help our body cope stress much easily. Okay. But you said that you have fatigue, exhaustion, brain fog, sleeplessness. That shows there is leaky gut present, of course. So when we have brain fog, I used to have brain fog. So, you know, when somebody asked me something, I need time to process the question, and then I need time to think of what I need to answer. So it's like everything is blurry. It's like hard processing, no, hard old processor. And, you know, it's like, or you cannot memorize something. You think, it's like everything is blurred, you know, you cannot remember the name, or that's brain fog. And that shows there is inflammation in the brain. So when we have leaky gut, we have leaky brain, of course. So our brain cells are also inflamed. So if the leaky gut is leaking, so the cover, the shells, the protection of the brain cells is also leaking, and toxins and chemicals, viruses, anything which is in our blood can enter our brain cells and cause brain fog and tiredness and fatigue. So this is the first symptom that we have leaky gut. Okay, and just for you to know that 1/3 of the molecules in the blood, so imagine 1/3 is molecules and substances produced by our bacteria in the gut. So exhaust or everything they produce, they metabolize and they produce, 1/3 of that is in our blood. So imagine if we have bad bacteria who are producing toxins all the time, so we have dirty blood. If we have healthy bacteria producing nutrients, producing everything that we need, then we will have healthy body. Okay, just one tip. Yeah, and the fifth question is, I have GERD, but is constantly having to clear. Yeah, I mentioned about GERD just before. Is constantly having to clear the throat. Is it an allergy reaction to food, environmental and other things? I was okay, and I was with my friend that was smoking, and then I had the same reaction to constantly clear my throat. What can help? I gave up grains, cow dairy, processed food, caffeine, tomatoes, garlic, onions. Good, good. So this is a very good step to avoid these grains. It's embarrassing and causes sore throat. It feels awful. From Sarah. Yeah, I have explained about GERD and about burning throat and clearing up throat. So you have to find out which food, or maybe you have a histamine intolerance, try to avoid the high histamine causing foods. And I gave tips what to take, like, I said sage, honey, you know, stress, you need to reduce stress. And it's the smoking, the nicotine, that's a toxin, of course, and you will react. And the mast cells are here and they react immediately, you know. I haven't been a long time with somebody who was smoking, because here is no smoking environment, but I believe it will bother me also. So any toxins, but I believe that if that means, you know, if we are reacting too much to chemicals, to toxins like that, to smoke, this usually means that our body is overloaded with toxins, with chemicals, with anything that is triggering, you know, there is too much going on in the body, and it's reacting to even small things. So we need to clear up everything, which is good. You start avoiding grains, cow dairy. So you need to avoid also all dairy and sugar, of course, caffeine, good, garlic, onions. So you have to know which can check the high histamine food and avoid them. And see how it goes. Okay, if you want to work with me and we can investigate specifically what is good for you, so you can send me a message. But I can only work with limited number of people, so just please get that in mind, because I work full time, and in my free time I can only work with few people per month. And let me know if I can help you, and I will post the link of the program and what it contains. Okay. Yeah, one more thing. Many people, like for the thyroid issue, I have friends, she said that yeah, I have eliminated gluten and I'm still feeling worse, but she was also taking consuming dairy, of course. So dairy and gluten, they cross react, of course. What I'm saying, that gluten may be found in some food that we are not aware there is gluten. For example, soya sauce has gluten in it. For example, rice may be cross-contaminated because they carry the rice or the oats or whatever in the same trucks that they was carrying wheat before, right? So we are not aware, we may be getting the gluten from somewhere, but we are not aware from where, of course. So we need to start digging deeper. And I am also, next month I will be doing the 3 days gluten, dairy and sugar free challenge. I will also post the link, and it's for everybody. You can join. It's only 3 days, so you will be eating gluten free, dairy free and sugar free challenge. So people who have done this challenge before, it's only, I'm doing this only 2 times per year, in the spring and in autumn. So people who have gone in 3 days, they have experienced improvement in their system, in the digestion, in the more energy, clear brain, and in just 3 days. So you will know exactly what is gluten free and what is dairy free and what is sugar free. Okay, so I will be there to guide you. Okay, so let's go through the comments. Let's see. Okay, good speech, thank you, Noor. Okay, what is Andrea Ramdas? What is the best diet for a perimenopause plus supplements to look for? Thanks. Yes, Andrea, I know you are very focused for this, and you are doing, I think, good. Of course, you know that we must eliminate gluten, dairy, sugar, this inflammatory food. And like I said, the adaptogens, ashwagandha, maca, then ginseng, I think. And we can take these seeds, as I mentioned, the pumpkin and flax seeds for more estrogen, and sesame and sunflower for more progesterone, and phytoestrogens, of course, supplements is phytoestrogens that you're taking. And if you still have strong symptoms that you cannot tolerate, like here, like the lady said, then I can suggest the bioidentical hormones. They are helping me a lot. So I don't have, I can say, let's say once, 2 times per week I have hot flashes. So, which is nothing, when I forget to take the hormone. So, and these hormones are bioidentical, and they are same as our body normally produce. So it recognized as something which is part of our body. It's not a toxin, it doesn't treat it like a toxin. So we are lucky that we have them now. Everywhere, you can search in your area and for bioidentical hormones, and try to take them. That's like immediate relief, and you can take them a lifetime, not like the artificial, the HRT, which is causing, let me see, it's causing bone loss, risk of fractures and cardiovascular disease. So those are made from urine from pregnant horse, and it's a foreign substance for our body. It's not something that our body can utilize, can use it. Okay, I hope I answered this question. Uh, Beth Merrington said, as soon as I addressed the low B12, my mouth wasn't burning anymore. Yeah, so yeah, you can supplement if there is if you're low on B12 and iron, you can supplement. I usually always focus on trying to supplement, not take supplements, but find the food which is rich in B12, which is rich in iron. So this is the first step to take. Try with food first. If you take supplements and it's helping, it's okay. But we must solve the root cause why we are low on B12. You know, maybe we are low on acid, on pepsin, on hydrochloric acid, because they are the one who are digesting the proteins and absorbing the nutrients like B12 and iron, which are in the proteins. So I can recommend like eating liver. I like liver a lot. You can drink beetroot juice with lemon, with vitamin C together. I like nettle tea is rich with iron. And organ meat, like kidneys, like this kind of, all the organs from the animal are like a multivitamin. So we need to eat everything. I remember I used to eat brain, I used to eat tongue. My family was cooking everything from the animal. We were eating everything. I don't know, nowadays we have only chicken steak, nothing else, and beef steak. Okay, so what if you have to take medication with food? If you have to take, you have to take. I don't know which medication, Hazel, you're talking about. If this medication must be taken with food, you have to take it with food. I always try to, with correcting the diet, I always try to reduce the medications that you are taking, that my people are taking, and eventually eliminate. Because if we are solving the root cause, if we are reducing the inflammation, there is no need for medications anymore. Our body is not deficient in medications. So before we were not taking the medication, so we were fine, we were healthy. So what have we done to our body that our body becomes sick? This is the problem we need to find and to solve. Okay, how to treat leaky gut? Same question again. Leaky gut, we need to treat in 4 steps, which are explained in my 3-part video series about healing leaky gut naturally. I will also post the link for that. And the first one is eliminating the inflammatory diet, healing the leaky gut with easily digestible food, reducing the stress, and taking some supplements for leaky gut for rebuilding the microbiome. And then bringing the good bacteria, and because we need them, and to feed them at the end. So these 4 steps must be done in proper order. This is how I work. GERD can also be caused by mold. Needs to be on antifungal diet. That's what Moses says. Yeah, GERD, any reaction of the mast cells in the throat, can be from any toxins from outside. It can be from mycotoxins from mold. It can be from smoke from the cigarette. It can be from flame retardants in the formaldehyde in the furniture, from anything. Okay, can be also from mold. So antifungal, yeah. If you have tested and you know that it's you have fungal overgrowth, maybe first thing to do is antifungal. But I wouldn't. If the symptoms are not that strong, first I will do the step by step. So eliminating the triggers which are coming from outside or maybe from wherever you live, you breathe. You need to clean the space, and then you stop the feeding the fungal. So they will reduce, and then slowly we bring the healing food. We bring the good bacteria, and our body will take control, and they will reduce the fungus. It's not just killing the fungus. If you kill the fungus, what? Then something else will overgrow. So again, you will have this. Or maybe we will kill something else that you shouldn't be killing. And also, when you kill something, a debris is created because they are full with toxins. They're full with I don't know, waste products, which when you kill, they release it. Where it will go? If you have a leaky gut, it will go straight in your blood, straight in your thyroid, straight in your liver, in your kidneys, in your brain. It will create huge inflammation. So I'm never for killing. I'm always for healing. Healing the body. The body is smart. It will take care of everything. It'll take care of itself. Okay. Thank you very much. Yes. Hazel, thank you for your reply, but I didn't explain properly. You were saying not to drink water with food. Yeah, but I have to take supplements, which are from a naturopath to treat my leaky gut. So I have to take them with water. Therefore, I'm diluting my stomach acid. Yes. Yeah, but you just take one sip. That's it. You don't drink whole glass, of course. You just a little bit just to take the supplements. Not much. And what supplements are you taking for leaky gut, which you were recommended? You can write in the comments. Okay, so these supplements, which are for leaky gut, are actually, yeah, somebody was asking me, yeah, I had a question, what to take supplements for leaky gut, what to take supplements for this and that. There is supplements in my program, but they're not all the same for everybody because everybody has different symptoms, have different kind of illness, disease, and if one supplement for leaky gut is good for somebody, it may not be good for somebody else. Okay. So it's not good to read, of course. It's, I mean, you have to read to inform yourself. But if somebody says this says help him, it doesn't mean that it will help you too. Okay. So you must, if you want to heal the leaky gut, you must follow step-by-step process. Just heal the body. Don't try to kill anything because the body will eliminate by itself. If it's strong enough, if you give them what it needs, just don't feed the bad guys and it will establish balance again. Okay, Ayla said, well done. Thank you very much, Ayla. So I don't know if I have missed anything. Those were the questions, five questions. And let me know if you have any more questions. GERD is very important to be fixed because this is where everything starts. All the digestion. If that's not working properly, everything else may begin to develop symptoms like SIBO, like ulcers, like SIFO or bloating, gas, abdominal pain, anything, like colitis or whatever in the colon. So GERD is the first thing that we need to solve if we have problem with that. Okay, so I hope you will join the GDS free challenge. We're starting in October. Just be ready and I will post the link. Join it and I will be there with you doing all the recipes and you will do exactly and you will know what is gluten-free, what is dairy-free and sugar-free. So this is the basic three things that we must eliminate in order to start healing. Okay. I'm taking, wait. Where is it? Oh, it's lost. Lucia, is it good to take digestive enzymes while healing leaky gut and food sensitivities? Well, depends if your pancreas is not working properly, if your stomach is not producing gastric acid, if your bile is not producing bile. Then yes, you have to take. But if you have all the organs and they are produced working properly, if you haven't eliminated anything, then you need just to stimulate your body to produce them in relaxed state. Of course, we need to eat in a relaxed. So to prepare our digestion starts from the brain. So when we cook the food, we smell, the body is getting ready to accept the food. It's preparing, it's creating saliva. pancreas is producing the bile, it's producing the gastric acid, it's producing. So you don't need digestive enzymes. Actually, for digestive enzymes, if your body is not producing this, or you think it's not digesting the food properly, I recommend the bitters before meal. Like bitter, like arugula, like rocket, like oregano, dandelion. So these things are triggering the release of all the enzymes in the body. So you don't need any supplements. Supplements are full with additives. You know, I'm trying always to I'm always finding the cleanest I can find online, but always there is something in the supplements they need to bind, to put it together, to stick it together, to put it in capsule. I always try to have as less supplements as possible. Depending, of course, as I said, if some organ is not working properly, we need to supplement, of course. I'm taking GI detox, perm, avoid berberine and homeopathic drops, including biocidin. So I'm not recommending any of these. So I don't know how they're working. And I'm just recommending simple things one by one. And I don't know homeopathic, what are those, what is inside these homeopathic drops, because they are maybe for allergy or something, I don't know. Lucia, interesting, thank you. Okay, so I hope I have answered all your questions, and thank you. And we are almost 1 hour, so I think we have passed the time. And I will try to do more Q&A sessions. I cannot promise, depending on my free time, and I will do my best. Okay, thanks for watching and see you next time. Bye.